Looking back on May 29, the day in 1919, when Charles Stride of Minnesota, remember that name, received his patent for the pop-up toaster. And thank you to him. This might surprise you, considering it's May. It was on this day in 1942 that Bing Crosby recorded White Christmas for the first time. Talk about getting on top of Christmas early.
I'm dreaming of a
In 1987, Michael Jackson made an unsuccessful bid to buy the remains of the Elephant Man. It was one of the strange events at the time that earned him the nickname Wacko Jacko.
Wacko Jacko. It's not nice.
May 29 birthdays, one of Australia's most recognised voices. Pete Smith is 81.
On the world's richest quiz, Sale of the Century.
Aussie singer-songwriter Bernie Lynch is 67 today. Together with Grace Knight, they had a string of hits through the 80s as the Eurogliders. Danny Elfman is also 67. He had hits as a member of Oingo Boingo in the 80s, but these days he's better known for some of his amazing music scores for the likes of Batman, The Avengers, Oz the Great and Powerful, and the 50 Shades movies. He also composed this TV theme. Rupert Everett turned 61. He was in My Best Friend's Wedding, Shakespeare in Love, and as the voice of Prince Charming in the Shrek movies.
Bow before your king!
Melissa Etheridge celebrates her 59th birthday today. She stormed onto the scene with this huge hit in 1988. Mel B turns 45, Scary Spice from the Spice Girls, and she's been a long-time judge on shows like America's Got Talent and the Australian version of X Factor.
That was just like, wow. No words, really.
Finally, one of the true entertainment legends, Bob Hope, was born on this day. He died aged 100 in 2003.
No, actually, it's my 41st year on television with NBC, which proves that Abraham Lincoln was wrong. You can't fool all of the people all of the time.
Remembering the great Bob Hope on May 29.